Do you like being in control of everything, every little detail? Do you get super frustrated when things don't go as you planned or when things aren't perfect? Well, today you're in luck because we're going to talk about letting go of control. This is the Existential Stoic Podcast. I'm Danny. I'm here with my buddy Randy. What's up, Randy?
Yo, Danny.
Randy, have you ever struggled with control?
Does
Yeah, right. Yes.
Every day of my life. Interesting story. I was just listening to the Untethered Soul, and apparently the reason we have this chatter in our mind is because in the world, we don't control it. But once we start chattering in our mind, we gain this sense of control over it.
Oh, because I talk
And
to
so,
myself all the time, both out loud and in
same.
my head.
Same. Yeah, same.
Constantly.
Everybody, it's the
Yeah.
human condition. But
Yeah.
it gives us a little sense of control.
That makes sense, actually. Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's the other funny thing about being human is, right? We want a familiar world that makes sense to us, that we understand and know, but so much is out of our control that trying to control as much as we can feels good because it feels like it's going to be there for us. We can expect it the next day. There's that security. But it also has that downside where we take it way overboard, where everything gets elevated to the utmost importance, and we're stressed and anxious and angry and not living our lives.
Well, it's interesting because we're sold this idea that we actually have any control whatsoever.
I
Like,
know.
remember I sent you that quote that's like, we have free will, except for, of course we have free will, except for the choice to have
Choice
it.
to be, yeah, to have free will.
And
Yeah.
it's
Well,
like, oh, yeah.
that's what Sartre said, was we're condemned to be free, right? Like we have that freedom, but we have no choice about it. Or the flip side is we might not even have that. That might just be a sem like, an interpretation of reality that's not even there. Yeah.
Probably. And so it's really tricky because I mean, heck, until probably the past few years, I was pretty convinced that I controlled the outcome of my life. You know,
Yeah.
not the inputs. I controlled the output. I was just like, because that's what you're fed growing up. You're like, well, you go to school, you get good grades, you get a good job, live happily ever after. And it's just like, well, clearly, if I just put the inputs in there, I control the outputs, but life isn't like that.
I think that's one of the problems, right? Is that the way we're taught when we're young is that there's this direct correlation between input and output. And so we can control the outputs. Like, yeah, like you said, right? Just go to school, do well, you'll get a good job, you'll have a good life. But we all know that's not true because the markets could change. This, that, or the other. You could hate the job when you start to do it practically. I mean, there's so many variables that you can't control. You can only control what you're doing, the effort you put in, so your attitude, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
So I've been really enjoying, I mentioned this before, but I'm going to sound like a broken record for anybody who listens more than once a month. But anyways, I've been really enjoying reading Massimo's book, The Field Guide to the Happy Life, because they're just really short, like a paragraph or two. And I just read each one every day. I read one.
Philosophy
And
books like that are great, though. Like the Tao Te Ching's like that and stuff that you can dip your toe in, Yeah.
And it's just like a great daily reminder, like to get my head out of my own butt. And just like and just like remind myself that I don't have any control over anything except for maybe my judgments, my decisions, my actions. And just like if I focus on those things, then I'll probably be okay.
You know what I try and do a lot, and I'm not judging anybody because I know I'm also to blame in this case, but like paying attention to how people respond to things and how intense their response is. Because so often I notice like we elevate things to this level that there's just no reason for it. They don't matter that much. Like, it's like when somebody realizes it's raining out, they're like, oh, what the F? It's like, really? Or like, you get a flat tire and just like your whole day's ruined. And it's like, but why? You made that, you ruined it by making that choice, by dealing with it that way. And I think it's been helping me like gain some insight in my own life about like how this, like our tendency to do this just like ruins things rather than makes them better. It doesn't help. It doesn't make us better at dealing with problems or anything. And so I've been trying to just be easier on myself and back off on that a lot of my own self-importance,
That is a really good point, because you got to imagine if there was a God up there watching, this person would just be, or dolphin or whatever God is, would just be looking down at us and being like, this moron doesn't realize that of the billions of galaxies and universes that are out there, the one that he's in existed for 50 billion years before he was alive, and it'll go on for another 400 billion before the sun death of the universe, and he's got a flat tire. Like,
Yeah.
does he really think he's that important?
Dude,
He's got
I
to get quite a
remember
chuckle.
I was shopping at Christmas. I went out to REI, the store, you know, and they were pretty busy and they were out of a lot of stuff. And I was just looking at stuff, and the person next to me was like, I can't believe they don't have this. Oh, I'm not. I'm like, dude, it's okay. You could order from somewhere, you could go to a different store. Like, you know, instead, and I think this is our problem. Instead of like, we immediately act like it's against us or targeted at us. You know, and therefore it's personal, instead of just asking ourselves, like, what can I do instead to fix this, you know?
I wanted to ask you, does it
Yeah.
seem like more things are out of stock now? Like I have this
Dude, yes, everywhere. And it's not
ever
seen,
since
it's an actual fact that they are.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like I have this it seems like since COVID, stuff is just out of stock. And I don't know if it's a new like marketing ploy that these companies think is really great, that like if they're always out of stock of everything, then they'll just sell out as soon as they have any stock. But it's just like everywhere you go, everything is out of stock.
Well, you know, in COVID, when the shipping containers were getting like backed up, and like there was this like they realized that they could charge more because of they weren't able to get as many products out, and people wanted them, so there was that demand. And I think companies have been intentionally still doing that. I really think they have been intentionally doing that
Yeah,
because the prices
it's
keep
gotta
going
be.
up. Yeah, and there's like, dude, so many stores I go to now, like it's like every week it's hit or miss. As and like the grocery store, like stuff that where they normally have like the same stuff, it's like totally hit and miss now. And like it's really
Yeah.
weird. Yeah.
Dude, I've been having such a hard time getting shoes because like I have a bigger foot, but I never had difficulties getting shoes before COVID. But now like I have a common larger size, and literally if the shoe didn't come in that week, they're always sold out everywhere. And
You're
it's just
also
like
not a size that's out of the
I'm
ordinary
not like a
either. You're
size
not like a, yeah,
17,
you're not a
you know?
basketball player with like the, you don't have
Yeah.
to order them special. But this is
No.
the other thing though, dude. I think I also, I don't know, I and this is just my own, I guess, sense of it, but like I get the sense too that like a lot of these stores like don't care if you purchase in store and like they know you can order it, so they just don't care if they carry it either anymore. Like it's like really, because I mean, I don't know, like dude, none of them are staffed anymore. It's insane. Like, and that's the other funny thing though, because you see people get pissed at the poor people that work there all the time. It's like, dude, they don't make the rules. They don't make any decisions, like you know,
Yeah, just some really greedy people at the top.
yeah,
Or maybe not even that. Maybe there's just a bunch of MBAs in the middle who are stealing all the money. I think
that's
that's more
also it
likely.
too. Yeah,
Yeah.
that was like the worst invention ever was the NBA.
What the heck is the topic of this video today?
Oh, how, losing control, or how to what was it? Oh my God, now I can't remember.
I feel
Jesus,
like
hold
we're a
on.
bunch of
Oh,
old guys just
letting
like
go of control, we're
bitching
just
about the
bitching.
world,
And
being
back
like,
then, gum
back
was
in my
5 cents.
day. Yeah,
And we didn't get new shoes every year.
control.
Anyway, but yeah, so like, but I think that goes back to it, dude. Like, I think this inflated sense of self-importance, the immediacy of everything, the idea that there's not enough of everything. And so like, we feel like, you know, and I, it is weird though, because I feel like we all take it so personally when things don't work out. It's like, and I've been asking myself so much, like, does it even matter? Like, do these things that I'm putting value in even matter if they happen right now? And by and large, it's probably no. Like, you know, like the other day, like I was unable to meet one of my friends because I forget what happened. Something happened with like something with their thing, and it's like, you know, could have gotten upset, but it's like, so what? I'll just see them again another day. Who cares? I'll do something else today. It's not a big deal. And like, just trying to take that approach more because the focusing so much on that we have to control everything is just not helpful. Like, clearly.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to when I get to be old enough to where stuff just kind of rolls off my back, and I'm just like,
Yeah.
meh.
Yeah.
Because right now,
Imagine.
I still get, you know, still get
Dude,
bent sometimes.
I have that problem that when I go out, because like, I don't go out a ton, and like when I do, like people do get on my nerves really fast anymore. And like I've been trying to work on that too, because it's like I will say stuff that I don't mean to be mean or anything, but like it's like a knee-jerk reaction kind of thing of
I just,
frustration, you know?
dude, that's where I am right now, where I'm just like, how am I irritated all the freaking time? Like, I don't remember when I was younger being irritated all the freaking time, but like literally everything.
But you know what it is
So I
too,
don't
though,
know
too?
what's going
I
on.
do think there is like real, I don't know. Yeah, I mean that's the control thing, right? And like sometimes it feels like that like everything is just gets harder too. Like there's more steps for no reason, you know? Like it's like bureaucracy, right? Like I noticed that at the university I was working at, right? Like they just kept adding layers of stuff that we didn't need before. Why do we need it now? It adds no value, no benefit. And that kind of stuff, you see a lot of that and it does get frustrating. And I think like, you know, that can get to us, right? And works out. But I think, you know. Oh, go ahead.
there was this book that I listened to called Scarcity Brain, kind of about how like our brain is primed for scarcity because that's how we basically up until the 1970s, we lived in a very scarce resource environment, like barely enough food, not very flavorful, barely enough possessions, barely enough anything. And then all of a sudden, after the 70s, it was just like extreme excess. And so now we're basically like a squirrel hoarding nuts, like ready to shoot anyone who comes near them. It's just everything. And it's crazy because it's our brain is going scarcity in the face of excess.
Yeah, well, dude, think about it. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. From an evolutionary standpoint, we don't evolve very fast. It's a slow process, right? But look at just the past 50 years, how much has changed. Like cell phones and computers, by and large, didn't exist 30 years ago. You know, they were not common. They were not everywhere. There was like, they were just starting to come out. They were very rare, right? It's like, and then almost overnight, it seemed like they just like, you had to have one. It was necessary for everything. Like, you know, so much has changed about our world so quickly. And I think that that's a big part of it too. We just haven't adapted it either. And we have to keep in mind that, like, there's a lot of stuff outside of our control that we just have no power to dictate or influence or anything. So, yeah.
So yeah, I guess with control, one of the thing is just to keep it on the front of your mind to remind yourself what is and is not in your control.
Yeah. That dichotomy of control is super helpful to keep in mind, dude. Like, you know, I can control what I do, how I what I think, you know, how I respond, and pretty much that's it.
Yeah, everything else is out of your control.
Yeah. But I think that's, you know, we also like to make it seem like it was directed at us because then we can blame, we can become the victim, and it feels better than just like the randomness of it or like the, you know, whatever. And I think that's also part of it. Like, it feels easier to accept sometimes when it's a slight against us rather than just some random thing that happened that had nothing to do with us. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
There was a good one in Maximus in the book where he was saying like don't look for your fortune in like tea leaves or the future or anything like that, because at the end of the day, all that it comes down to is how well you handle the situation or the, how well you
Yeah.
play the cards that you were dealt. And I was like, geez, that is because like even like sometimes I'll get in this rut where like I'll start the day and then like three bad things will happen or something like that. I'm just
Yeah.
like, oh geez, one of these days. But it's like a reminder that like you know what, even if it is a terrible day, that's still out of my control. So like me getting all bent out of shape about that, not going to do anything. So it's just how can I make today the best day that I could possibly make it?
There's an example I've mentioned before, but I love. I forget who said it, but the guy was talking about like he's like, you know, he's like he was in his like late 20s. He's like, you know, I love snowboarding. He's like, and yeah, part of me wishes like I was professional. He's like, but I grew up in like the South United States. He's like, it wasn't an option. He's like, you know, I saw all these kids who grew up in like Colorado and stuff, and yeah, they could go snowboard whenever they wanted. It was right there. And it's like, that's one of the things, like just out of your control, dude. But like, what can you do now? You can enjoy this activity you like. Granted, not as a professional, but you can still enjoy it and do it. And I think that's what we have to kind of focus on more is like, well, what can I do? What's within my power to make this better or to take advantage of something or whatever, rather than looking at it as like, you know, because then we get caught up in that whole thing too of like negative wishing, like if only this had happened, if only then. It's like, well, it didn't. You know, you're not accepting reality. Like,
Crazy. All right,
Well,
so dichotomy control. Oh,
dichotomy control. Oh yeah.
you know what I heard? You're a little soul in a riding around in a corpse. That I heard today in, I think, meditations. I think it was
Nice.
Epictetus used to say, "Your little soul riding around in a corpse." And yeah, we just need to remember that. That's
Yeah.
it.
We're here for a short time. Nothing matters after we go. Barely anything matters now. And just let things go a little bit. Don't take everything so seriously. I think that's important.
I know.
Yeah.
I keep playing around. Like, what if there is no free will? What if I have zero choice over any of it? Why am I
Nothing
making
really
such a big deal out
changes.
of it? Yeah.
Yeah, nothing changes. That's the funny thing. All those counterfactuals, like, doesn't matter, nothing changes because this is still just it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
So there
it.
you have it, Let go of control. It's the Existential Stoic Podcast. Check us out on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast. Please like, share, subscribe, leave a review. All that helps us out a lot. We'll be back later this week with another episode, though. Until then, later, Andy.
Later, Danny.